San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin announced on Monday that he was charging former rookie officer Christopher Samayoa in the 2017 killing of 42-year-old Keita O'Neill.
My office has filed homicide charges against former San Francisco Police Department officer Chris Samayoa for his December 2017 killing of Keita O'Neill. As far as we are aware, this is the first ever time that the San Francisco District Attorney's Office has filed homicide charges against a law enforcement officer for a homicide while on duty.
Samayoa was only 4 days out of the police academy when he shot and killed O'Neill. Police had been chasing O'Neill as he drove a stolen van that had been carjacked earlier that day. O'Neill abandoned the van after getting trapped in a dead-end street. Samayoa fired a single round through the window of his moving squad car when O'Neill fled on foot past the vehicle, striking O'Neill in the head. O'Neill was unarmed. At the time, Samayoa was quickly fired by the San Francisco Police Department. On Monday, Boudin filed a number of charges against the former police officer.
After a careful review of all of the evidence and the law, this morning we filed the following charges: voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, assault by an executive officer, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and negligent discharge of a firearm.
While Boudin could have pursued a murder charge, he said that his office's commitment to not overcharge defendants also extends to police. To prove manslaughter, Boudin's office will have to show that while Samayoa did not necessarily intend to kill O'Neill, he acted recklessly. The DA's office could also charge the officer with criminal negligence for not reasonably considering the suspect's safety when he acted. Boudin ran for district attorney on a platform of criminal justice reform and police accountability. He said that this case is important because when police aren't held accountable for their actions, it erodes the public's trust in the criminal justice system.
In San Francisco, there has been a long history of officer-involved shootings leading to no accountability whatsoever, further cementing the idea that police are above the law. That stops today.
San Francisco Police Officer Association President Tony Montoya issued a statement Monday saying that the POA is, quote, committed to ensuring that Christopher and his family are supported during this difficult time, and that he is accorded his due process rights and provided with a vigorous defense against these charges. The district attorney's office said it did not request Samayoa's pretrial detention as he has not shown himself to be a flight risk during a three-year-long investigation. A judge set bail for Samayoa at only $1,000. Samayoa is expected to surrender himself later this week. It was not immediately clear when he would be due in court. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.